Hey, Ali. I'm very well. Kiwis is looking very nice right now for the dry season.
I bet it is. But, I mean, a lot of people have, really taken to your social media post of late over the past 24 hours of you swimming with a crocodile, which obviously I know that you do from time to time, and you do it sensibly and when it comes to being croc-wise. But this young lady is quite special, isn't she?
She is, Ali. She is. She showed up wrapped up in a ghost net, pretty poor, pretty difficult. And we managed to untangle her and look after her there for a week, and she hangs around now, and she's pretty placid crocodile. It's nice to see that it's been great.
Why do you think you attract these wonderful crocodiles? Because, you know, Bone Crunch is my favourite, and you certainly have an incredible way when it comes to, working with Bone Cruncher and all the other crocodiles around both of your retreats that you offer to Territorians. But, you know, she's 2.5 metres long, and, you know, she came to you for a reason, I believe. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely, Ali. It's something special when you can work with wildlife. I've loved the way we do, and you know, I always sort of count myself quite lucky to be able to interact with the wildlife and to be able to educate and show people that, yes, crocs are dangerous, but they also don't need to be destroyed or culled because people fear them. So, you know, it's people swim with sharks, they tangle with tigers and lions, and, you know, this is Australia, and I don't promote anyone any reason to go and swim with crocodiles. I've got a lot of experience with them, and I work with them from day-to-day basis, and it's a privilege to be able to have something or some wildlife show up on your doorstep that wants to hang around and be part of it.
I know, and what a good draw card too for the tourists. I know you've had a lot of visitors out there at the Tiwi Island Retreat. How's that going? Tell me all about it, because I haven't been out there yet. When's my invitation coming?
Oh, I know. Ali, you are invited anytime. You just need to get some time off work. I hear they're working pretty hard, so you need to get over it.
Yeah, I know, right?
The boss.
Yeah.
I know. I'll put in a good word. Now, Tiwis is great. We're just out for a little flick there, got a few snapper. It is magic out here. It's a total different environment than what you'd expect in the Northern Territory. It's island life, and we love it.
I bet it is. And I bet the tourists that come from interstate, who have been able to come up here and travel here, would certainly be amazed by, you know, not only the incredible fishing, the experiences that you have on offer, but our incredible sunsets. And then, of course, with Claudia, you know, just swimming around, I think it would be a memorable experience for anyone.
It is. Like, we pick up the guests from the street, we bring them into the beach here, and Claudia's always here to greet them, so I give them a safety brief on crocodiles and don't go swimming in the water and be careful. But it's nice to see that a crocodile just is hanging out on the beach that isn't a danger, and people appreciate the wildlife that we have here.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we appreciate what you do with our wildlife. Matt Wright, Outback Wrangler, thanks so much for your time this evening. I'll let you get back and probably put your feet up and have a nice great northern and just enjoy the sunset over at Tiwi, hey?
We will, Ali, we will.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
And we'll see you soon over here.
I hope so. You better. Well, I'll hold you to that, mister. All right? Talk to you soon. Thank you.
On the house anytime. We're here.